Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, do not try to appease your friend at the time he gets angry. As at the very time that he gets angry, he cannot be appeased. His anger will not be diminished, instead it will increase. This we learn out from the passage that says, Panayi lehu vani chayfi lach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hamtein achiyabru panim shozam. Wait a little bit until the panim shozam pass. Ba'al tenachamenu b'shosha meso muto lefanot. Do not try to comfort somebody at the very time that his mace is right in front of him. As when the mace is in front of him, this is his ikar tsar. He cannot be comforted at that time. Instead, his avelus will increase. You should wait until after the mace is buried before you try to comfort somebody. Ba'al tishal lo b'shosh nidro. And do not be shaw a person at the very time he makes a netter. As a person who makes a netter can go to a chacham, and the chacham could be mocking the netter by asking the person, had you thought of this or the other, would you have made the netter? And if the person says that, had I thought at the time I made the netter of these possibilities that you're mentioning, I would not have made the netter. And that way the netter becomes a netter toast, and the chacham will be mocked as a netter for him. But the chacham should not ask the person at the very time he makes the netter that, had you thought of this or the other, would you have made the netter? As most certainly, at that time that he makes the netter, he would tell the chacham, most certainly I would have made the netter under all circumstances, and by doing that, it will be impossible for him to be mocked as a netter, since he says clearly that he made the netter considering all the possibilities. Ba'al tishtad oloroso b'shas kalkoloso. And do not make an effort to see a person at the time of his kalkola. At the time a person does an aveira and is embarrassed for the aveira, you should not make an effort to see him, as his embarrassment will increase if you see him at that time. It's enough that he's embarrassed himself for the aveira. You shouldn't try to embarrass him further. This we learn now by Adam Harishon, as after he ate from the eighth hadassah, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not appear to him right away. First the pasuk said, Vayasu lehem chaguros, and only after that, Vayishmu is called Hashem Elohim. Masechet Avos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Yetzer, Shmo HaKatan Omer. Shmo HaKatan used to say, the reason why he was called Shmo HaKatan, two reasons are given. One reason is that he was very humble. He was Makdin es Asmo. The second reason given is that he was of great stature, only a little bit less than Shmo HaNavi. So therefore, he was called Shmo HaKatan. That compared to Shmo HaNavi, he was Katan. And he used to say the following pasuk when he rebuked people. B'nefal evecha al tismach, u'bekashlo al yagel libecha. When your enemies have a downfall, you should not be happy. And when your enemies stumble, meaning that they do an avera, your heart should not be glad. Even though we're referring to a rasha. As it says, oivecha, your enemy, and the only people you're allowed to hate, are rasham. Even so, you should not be glad when he stumbles. Even though the pasuk says, be'ibud rasham rina. There is gladness when rasham are destroyed. Even so, you should not be happy when you see their downfall, as you're not allowed to be sameach be'ed chaviro. You should not be happy at your friend's disappointment and loss, pen yira Hashem v'ra be'ena v'heshiv me'olav apo. Lest Hashem will take note, and it will be bad in his eyes. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not glad when even Rasham have a downfall, and therefore Hashem will take away his anger from your oyev, and instead he will put the anger on you. And since you are doing an avera by being happy at your friend's downfall, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove the anger from that person and instead be angry at